what a special day as we consider this wonderful day and thank the moms for your great work. I can't help but, again, my mom, she listens to every message that I have. Chris, that's why I always say, did you get it put on? Because she always wants to make sure that she hears my message. That's a mom's heart. And so, Mom, I say to you, thank you today, okay? So y'all can be a part of that this morning. But just so thankful for her and what she stands for. She loves the Lord. And so thankful for Sandy, my wife, and my best friend, and the mom of our home. And you know, moms many times have it rough. They have it very rough in that the Satan really does a mind job on them many times. It's the type of situation that you never feel like you're doing the best that you can. You never feel like everything's just right. You're always wondering and questioning if it was the right decisions or if this is the right thing to do and all those things. And so, Mom, I know that it's very tough, but what a high calling this morning. And the title of our message is Missional Motherhood. And I want us to think about that this morning. And we'll be turning in our Bibles to 2 Corinthians 5, 18 through 20. 2 Corinthians 5, 18 through 20. If you will, stand to your feet as we honor the reading of God's Word. 2 Corinthians 5, 18 through 20, with the thought of missional motherhood. The Word of God says, "Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for a few minutes. I pray that, Lord, may you be honored through the preaching of your word. I pray that maybe I be hidden behind the cross. May your word go forth. And may you be glorified, because we ask it in Christ's name and for his glory. Amen. You may be seated. I want us, as we get started, to understand this word missional. It's kind of a new word that's come on the scene. Probably in the last 7 to 8 years, it's really become familiar in our seminaries and different places, and I want to kind of distinguish what that is. A missionary would be somebody that would cross culture to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to a place that didn't have the gospel. We're not all called to that, and some people are, and so thankful for that, but we're all called to be on mission, missional. We're all called to be on the mission of God. Missional. And so that idea, when we're thinking about missional motherhood, I want us to think about that this morning. Moms, that you're on the greatest mission of your life, because you're doing what? You're making disciples for Jesus Christ. I want to tell you, our world, our culture kind of downgrades that today, but I want you to know it's lifted very high in the Scriptures this morning. And I want us to think about that as we get into that. And missional, using the word as an adjective, it's the idea that, man, you're on mission for Christ. You see your family, you see your greatest mission field that God has placed you in your children and in your home. And also, for those that don't have children, it could be used as a verb. Mother, is as you are to make disciples. All women could be a part of making disciples of the world. That's what God has called all of us to do. And so keep that in mind. Christ has given us all the Great Commission. And he's told us to make disciples of the Father through Jesus Christ our Lord, to be a part of that great commissioning. And I want you to know that he's nothing greater. And also, please understand, he'll bring all his prodigals home, okay? Mom, if you have a prodigal this morning, he'll bring all his prodigal home. Why? The Scripture said he will not lose a one of his. We can trust that, and trust his justice and his goodness. He'll bring the prodigals home. He'll not lose a one. And I want you to understand, please, if anything else, the high calling of motherhood this morning is what we're going to think about. And so, I want you also, Mom, let me tell you how high a calling it is. Moms have won more people to Jesus than all the open-air great evangelists of all time. Think about that. That's how high your calling is. That's how, when the scripture, or when the pictures of the moms and kids are scrolling through, I almost got teary-eyed. Because I think that, I'm going to tell you something, that goes quickly. That goes quickly in those kids when they're young. It goes very quickly, and the next thing you know, you'll look over and wonder, what just happened? What just happened? They start asking for the car keys, and you never think of your baby's driving. That's right, you've been in that car thinking, what just happened? Next thing you know, they're out of school. Life goes very quickly. Enjoy the high calling of being a mother. Enjoy being a missional mother. And I want us to think about three principles this morning in missional motherhood. First principle, the ministry of reconciliation. When we get to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and Paul is encouraging the Corinthian church, and we know they've had a lot of difficulties, they've had a lot of competition, they've had all these things, and he's trying to bring them back to that, the most important thing, and it's the focus of why we're here, what God has called us to do. And we get to this section, we know that 5:17 is one of the probably the most popular verses in all of Scripture when he says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And in that context, we jump into 18 and this whole idea of the ministry of reconciliation. Look at verse 18. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That idea of all things is pointing back to the total transformation that takes place at conversion. In our Sunday school lesson this morning, and Ted taught, and thank you, Ted, what a great job he did on the conversion. He was looking at Paul and how Paul, on his road to Damascus, was going to persecute Christians, but something happened. The light of God shone around him. He was struck down, and he did a 180. Paul came up a different man, and he went down. That's called conversion. And mom, that's the most important step in all your life. You can never be the mom God has called you to be until you've come to that point yourself. That 180, that repenting and turning to God. And so when we understand that we go through this conversion, we do receive that. I want you to know, probably not a message that I preached in a while that's been attacked more than this week. I fought devil right up to the time to step up here into this pulpit. You know why? He doesn't want moms to grasp the magnitude of what he's speaking of here and what your job and the high calling that you have as moms this morning. He don't want you to grasp that. He likes to keep you beat down. He likes you to keep you depressed. He likes to keep you questioning and anxious. He likes to keep you that way. Why? Because he doesn't want you to grasp the high calling that God has placed on your life this morning. Nothing greater than a mom in this room. I don't care what we've done, but nothing greater than the calling of being a mom. And so he's pointing back to that conversion, and then he makes this other statement, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. He's talking about the good news of the gospel. From the foundation of the world, God freely and apart from all outside influence determined to save sinners in order to eternally display his glory and his grace. From the very foundation, before it was ever laid, Christ had this plan in mind. And he's talking when he brings out here, he says, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ. He's speaking to that gospel message. And he's telling us to be that idea of reconciliation. We've been reconciled to God through Christ. Christ paid the highest price for us all. He's called us into relationship with God through his blood and through his sacrifice. But he's also letting us see that through that conversion, he's given us a purpose for living also. Not just to be saved, not just to be converted, but to also have a part in that great ministry of reconciliation. Reconciling a lost world and being a part of God through what? Through our ministry. What a high calling that he's called us to. Mom, one of the greatest obstacles to your missional motherhood will be that we can't understand or grasp the gospel for yourself. You say, now wait a minute, I'm not talking about being saved, coming to conversion. I'm talking about the gospel being the centerpiece and helping you through every day that you face. The gospel message is not just a one-time come to conversion, but the gospel message is the very hinge and the very center point that we can base our lives on and get you through everything that you face. Are there going to be nights that you don't sleep? Are there going to be nights that you just think that you ain't going to make it through another one because you've been up so long without sleep? All the dirty diapers, all the crayons on the wall, all the things that you fuss and all the things that you think you're not getting through, listen. I want you to understand it's the cross and the focus of the cross and the gospel message will help you stay focused on what God has called you to do. Probably one of the greatest weaknesses is that we don't take the gospel and apply it to every area of our life. It can get us through every situation. The gospel message. And I'm talking about finding our hope in the cross. Being a mom can be very frustrating. In today's world, I hear more moms that struggle with frustration. We live in a world that you wonder sometimes if you're making the right calls, if you're making the right decisions. And so what can get us through the frustration? The gospel. The focus on the gospel. The world tells you there's much more for you out there. The world tells you that you've got to find your career, find yourself. And a lot of times the world is telling you to overlook the greatest calling that God has you in your life, and that's to be a mom and to raise godly children. The world dictates that. Have you ever heard anybody say, you're just a stay-at-home mom? What do? Apparently, they've never been a stay-at-home mom, right? You're just a stay-at-home mom? How dare us to take away from a 24/7, 365, could never make the money that you're owed if you were getting paid for it, for the work that a mom does. How dare us deride that in any way and buy into the world's culture that says there's so much more for you out there. The gospel, listen, the gospel's not some distant hope, but it's a now reality that can be lived out in your life. There's no real meaning of hope unless it is centered. The gospel is not the center of your life. You want hope? You want the reality of the gospel? Make it the center of your life when you do face those frustrations, when you do face those things, that you can take the gospel and realize what God has called you to do and see those little children as the greatest mission field, as the greatest thing. You do not know who you're raising. You do not know what God can do with a child that He's set apart, that a godly mom has prayed and sanctified unto God, that she lives out Christ before her. I don't know if you've ever heard the stories of Susanna Wesley had 19 children. Try that on, Mom. 19. They said that when she wanted to have quiet time, you know what she did? She sat down, took her apron, and pulled it up over her head. But the kids knew when she did that, that was her time with the Lord. Listen, sometimes a quiet time seems so far distant, don't it? That when the house is never quiet, when things never seem to fall into place. But I want you to know, Mom, that God, to see that house and to see those kids, the potential that you are raising, God can change the world through one of those kids. Right here, South Fork Baptist Church. God can be raising up a godly missionary that can change the world. He can be raising up a preacher that can preach the word that can change the whole world. He can be raising up godly workers, highway workers, godly doctors, godly anything. You think about it, because I don't want to downgrade. Life is about a mission. And wherever God puts you, listen, you're a part of raising up missionaries and training them to turn them loose. That's the thing. Look, sometimes it's hard for mom to turn that hand loose, to turn them loose into a world and let them live for Christ and what you've trained them. You know what they're going to do? Go make some mistakes. Did you make mistakes? Yes, we did, didn't we? But to allow God to work through their life. And when we understand, He says, look, when you understand and given us the ministry of reconciliation, the gospel message then becomes the message of missional motherhood, and the mission is making disciples. You're making little disciples of Christ. Your message is the gospel. You say, what does that mean? Let the gospel message saturate everything. You say, wait a minute. I don't want to be one of those moms. What are those moms? They're ones that see the high calling, and they want to see Christ affect and infect their children. I've heard moms say, I want to go on mission, but as far as I can go is the crib and back. How can I share the gospel? I'm a mom. Yes. Yes. Missions is not what we do. It's who we are.
and in, right we're in the context that God has placed you. Do you know that it didn't take God by surprise to have you right where you're at? It doesn't matter how hard your situation is or how frustrating it is. The context that He's placed you in, He's given you the highest calling, and He wants you to share the gospel right there. So don't look past. I've got a statement here. Don't look. Don't miss the forest for the trees, is the old saying. Don't miss your greatest mission field when God's placed you right in the middle of it. You can be on mission every day. That's our idea of the ministry of reconciliation. But look at the word of reconciliation, verse 19. Look what he says. The word says, that is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Just like 18, he's talking about through Jesus Christ. It identifies the agency or the agent of reconciliation. It's Christ. Christ in you, Mom, the hope of glory. They need to see Christ in you. I'm not talking about plastic moms, okay? I'm not talking about pretend. I'm talking about a mom that, you know what? She can make mistakes. She can blow her top. But she comes back and she says, you know what? That wasn't very Christ-like, kid. I want you to know something. I love Jesus. You know, you're never too big to apologize to your kids whenever you blow it, because I'm going to tell you, they see you blow it. They live with you, right? Same thing that works for dads, too, by the way. But we're not plastic, we're not phony, but we see it. We're this idea that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. And through that, Jesus Christ, through that agency of reconciliation, man, that we understand the union of the believers to the Savior in Christ. And then we're going to see it even goes further. Next verse, which we'll get to, that we become an ambassador for that very thing that he saved us. And he says, reconciling the world to himself. Reconcile. That's why we know that old the John 3:16. Can we all say that? For God so loved the world that he did what? That he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever should believeth in him should not perish but have what? Everlasting life. That reconciling agent of the world. See your home as in Christ. See yourself as in Christ. See your work as reconciling, being part of reconciling the world to God through Christ. Only by having sins forgiven can we be reconciled to God. Let them see that in your life. Let them see them in your calling. You plead with your children. You plead with your neighbors. You plead with where God put you. Come with me to the cross. Let them know you needed the grace, the same grace that you need to give the Lamb. Let them know that the cross stands with wide open arms to embrace everybody, whosoever will, to come to you. I love in Revelation where it says the Spirit and the Bride say, come. You be a part of saying, come. The word of reconciliation. No formulas here. You say, well, I want to be missional, but I don't want to be too missional. You know what? God will give you knowledge and discernment on how to handle those situations, how to raise your kids in a way that brings Him glory. He goes on to say, I can't go back. I can't get over that idea. The idea of just saying, I'm just a mom. Missions are for others. That's not a biblical view of motherhood. A mother's words are powerful. They can tear down or they can build up. You have powerful words to speak truth into your children's life. And I want you to know something. Don't define yourself through certain products that you consume. I know this in the world, and when you see a lot of your commercials, you see a lot of advertisements, it's geared towards what? Towards women. And if we're not careful, we define ourselves by what we consume, the products that the world produces. How do we define ourselves then if we don't define? We don't dress a certain way. We don't wear certain products. We don't carry certain pocketbooks, and that makes us who we are. Nothing wrong with that, but I hope that's not what we base on who we are in. What are we? We're image bearers of Christ. That's our highest calling. We're image bearers of Christ. And guess what you're doing? You're raising image bearers of Christ. Where do they get their greatest example of Christ? Through you. Through you. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not being mean. They'll go to church like you taught them what church and how important that it is. Why? You can speak with your mouth how important it is, but your life plays out what's important. You're raising image bearers of Christ. You be that image of Christ for them to see. They'll pick up what's important in your life really quickly. And I want you to know something. Look, newsflash, in our culture today, God did not make the children to rule the home. We live in that day. The kids don't like it, we don't do it. Listen, God made you the parent, mom and dad. God made you the parent to teach them. Do not be afraid that your kids are not going to like you. You, listen, you are not their friend. You are their parent. When you get a little older, you become more friendly, but you'll always be their parent. We're worried to death our kids won't like us. I don't know who sells that. It has to be the world that sells that to us. But that is not what God made you their parent. They don't rule the home. You make decisions for them. You help to lead them. You help them become those image bearers that we talked about. You are the parent. And please listen closely again. Your kids are not an extension of you. They're not this extension of you. If we're not careful, we keep them beat down. Their identity is in Christ, just like you are, okay? Their identity is to be in Christ. If we're not careful, we want them to look like us and do the things that we want them to do. Let them have their identity in Him, not you. They're not a little extension of ourselves that people, when we get embarrassed if they don't do this, we don't do that. Let them be identified with Christ. Teach them the ways of Christ. And then let God use them in the way Christ wants to use them. Not in the way that you want Christ to use them. There's a big difference there. A great big difference. Allow Christ to work in them. Here's the deal. Let me ask you this question. What if your child thought to live is Christ, to die is gain? What if you did? When we turn our children over to Christ, sometimes He takes them to be used. Don't ever wrap your hands back around that which you've turned over to Christ. Be their biggest supporter and allow God to use them wherever He calls them. We want to keep them close if we're not careful. When God wants to use them, who knows, around the world for His glory. What if they say to live as Christ and die as the gain? Would you be able to turn them over to that country that God's called them in, that you could lose their life for Christ? Could you do that? What if God called you to do that? Would you go? Missional motherhood means giving Christ your very best, but raising disciples for Him and then allowing Him to have them and use them wherever He might call them. It's not easy. It's very easy to mouth off. It's not easy to do when we understand that God's in control and He can take them anywhere. Allow them to take Him, let Him use them wherever He would for His glory. Last is the urgency of reconciliation. Look at verse 20. It says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." He says, now then, after we understand the idea, the agency of reconciliation, the means, the ministry, the words, He says, now then, I want you to understand, as in our day, what is an ambassador? An ambassador is usually a high official that represents what? He represents his country in another country. Do you understand something? Do you understand that this is not our home? That the temporal part, here we are, it's very temporal, and yet we get so caught up in it. If we're not careful, all we do is think about the here and now and the few days, or they're just making it through, and we lose our focus on eternity. You are a child of the King. You're a child of heaven. Listen, I'm just a country boy going to a city, okay? Passing through. I don't like the city here, but I'm going to like that city there, the city of God. That's where we're headed. And so we got this focus, man, where the urgency is He's called us to be ambassadors, man, to represent Him. You represent your highest calling, Mom, is you are an ambassador of Jesus Christ right there in your home. You say, "Dear Lord, I mess up a whole lot." That's all right. He ain't looking for perfection. He's looking for real. The only perfection in us is Jesus Christ.
You cannot quit. Don't try to be super mom, okay? Don't try to be wear a big S on your thing. Try to represent Christ and understand you're going to slip, you're going to fail, you're going to make some mistakes, but we're forgiven and we represent Him. The greatest thing that kids can see in our homes is the realness of Christ being lived out. We're messengers, man. We're ambassadors. We represent the court of heaven. You hear that, Mom? High calling. High calling. And it goes further. I like what he says. As though God were pleading through you. We represent God, and we make our pleading for the lost for Him. You know what we do? We beg unbelievers on behalf of Christ. What do we ask them? Be reconciled to God. Missional mom sees this high calling in your home. You represent God through Christ to your children. And listen, don't have allergy seasons. Say, what are you talking about? Don't have seasonal allergies. Say, what do you mean? I hear that, seasons of life. Seasons of life. And if you're not careful, you know what you do? You just look at sections of how old your kids are and what they're going through and the things that you might be suffering through as a season. And you'll miss out on the greatest part of what is this season. It's the season of life. And this life will last for a billion years, okay? Eternal life. The season, so don't have these seasonal allergies where you're trying to just make it through to a certain stage or to the next stage. But understand that the greatest season is the season of life, and He's called you to bring that life into your home, to live Christ out, to be that missional mom for Christ. Don't miss out on your highest calling. A billion years from now, you'll be alive. Question is, where will we be living? We want our kids to see the season of life coming through a missional mom that understands she's raising disciples for Christ. Stop criticizing yourself. Don't try to be a mom on an island. We need each other. Embrace the needs of other moms. Stop comparison. Stop the comparison. Stop struggling. Stop criticizing yourself and love one another. We need each other. Mom, don't compare yourself. Be who God has called you to be. That's why God calls the church the body. He calls it the body. Why? Because that's the way it functions. We need each other. We cannot operate without one another. And a missional mom needs prayer. You would think that this would be a given, but it's just a part of it. But please understand what prayer is. Prayer is calling on and communing with a high God, the Most High God. It's not relaxation technique. It's not meditation. It's calling. You're going right into the throne room of God at any time. That's one of your highest callings, is to be a praying mom. How many prayers have been lifted up by moms? Oh my goodness, how many men are saved and brought back home safely from wars? All these things because a mom prayed. How many people have been saved because a mom got a hold of the throne room and understood it was only God that could do the work in their child? Be a praying mom. No other way can a believer become as fully involved in God's work as intercessory prayer. I want you to know something. Y'all prayed for us last week. We had a great trip to South Carolina. Why? Somebody was praying. Somebody's praying. I can feel it. Somebody's praying for me. That old song. Listen, y'all prayed for us. And I felt, you could tell when a team's well prayed for. Thank you for that. We had a great time, got the work done, came home safely, nobody got hurt. Some feelings got hurt, mostly mine, but that's all right. No, we had a good time. Why? Because of prayer, intercessory prayer. Mom, see that as one of your highest callings. Prayer, praying unto God, doing intercessory work. Listen, the missions is the fruit of prayer being picked. Missions is the fruit of prayer being picked. Pray, Mom. Be a praying mom. Part of your missional motherhood is to be out in prayer at all times. Praying and get a hold of the throne root of God. Pray and intercede for those kids. Pray and trust them into God's hands. Pray and allow God to work through them.
however it is that he's wanting to, and be able to turn it loose and let God work. It's not an easy thing, but it's a great calling. Be a praying mom. We're not talking about some legalism, but a privilege. It's a high privilege. It's breathing. Christ is the one that makes us acceptable to God, and at any time, if we're in Christ, we can go boldly before the throne room of grace, is what it says. At any time. You're having a rough day, Mom? Go to the throne room. Go to the throne room and pray. Because, why? We're a holy nation. It says we're a high priesthood. And at any time, we can access God. Your prayers land in the very throne room of heaven. Think about that this morning. Pray for your children and see how God will use them. Turn them over to Him and see what He does. John MacArthur said the primary function of the church's mission is to stimulate its members to be to its divinely priestly duties. This is the measure of the church's success. Stimulating believers or members to its divinely priestly duties. This is the measure of the church's success. How successful are we as a church is when we are constantly stimulating its members to divine priestly call. Mom, I want you to know something this morning. Listen to your pastor. You have the highest calling in your home as a mom, as a missional mom. Don't overlook your mission field that God has planted you in. Don't let the world tell you that there's much more to life. You have this great cause, and rejoice and be excited because of it. To be joyful in missional motherhood, it's, guess what? It's not a burden. It's a privilege. A high privilege. With each passing day, God is extending grace, and you are nurturing life in the face of death. Making disciples in the context of a sin-sick world. Invite your children to experience the gospel with you. How are we going to change the world we're living in? We raise up followers of Jesus Christ. But you've got to be that example to them in the context of our homes. All day long, we can come every week to church, we can teach them, but you know where they see their greatest example? It's in the home, in home life. That's how high your calling is. He is your ever-present help in times of struggle. That's what the Scripture says. If your time of need is all the time, then pray and praise Him who has called you into this great high calling. If you see motherhood as a great struggle, you've got one to go through it with. Christ said, call upon me. I'm with you at all times. If it's a struggle, call upon the one that understands your struggle. Make much of Him everywhere you go. Deuteronomy talks about us putting Scripture over the doorpost. Everywhere we go, plastering Scripture. I want you to know, Mom, in the home, at bedtime, at bath time, in the hall, only waiting in those countless hours of school ride, right? Make much of Christ. See that as your mission field. Don't overlook your high calling. See that as your greatest calling. Make disciples for Christ. See Him in everything that you do. Looking for teaching moments in everything. When they make mistakes, use it as a teaching moment. Point them to Jesus, our greatest calling of all times. I want you to know, moms, I love you. Thank you. Thank you for your high calling. We don't want to lose. I feel like we're losing the battle in America because moms are seeing it not as important as what it is. It's your high calling. Thank you for the job that you're doing. Continue. Teach your kids. Bring them to church. Be their example. Teach them about Christ. Read them the Bible. Teach them about the Bible study. In Bible study. Tell them about the stories of God. We was talking about the reason why our country is so biblically illiterate is because we don't teach the kids the stories like we did used to when they were young. Bring them up knowing the Word. Bring them up knowing the things of God. And then shine brightly for Him. Let's do some applications and we'll be done. Lynn, if you'll come and start playing. I want to ask you this question this morning. Are you a missional mom? Are you a missional mom? Do you see your mission field as your kids right there at home? Are you looking past your greatest calling? Are you raising them in the ways of Christ? Are you teaching them the things of the world? Are you a missional mom? Number two, do you see your position as a high calling of God? Do you see it as a high calling of God, being a mom, nothing else? Lastly, do you spend time in prayer for your family? How much do you pray for your family, mom? How much do you spend time praying for them? Are you a missional mom? What is God and how has God spoken? Let's all stand to our feet. How is it that the Lord's spoken to you today, Mom? If you need to come and pray, don't feel like you've messed up. Don't let the devil tell you all these things. If you need to come and pray for your kids. Are there any mom that would come and pray and say, Lord, I just want my kids to grow up to be so much more than I could ever think about, ever comprehend. I want them to serve you, and I'm willing to turn them over to you. What would the Lord say and have you to do? I'd like for moms to come up and be praying, if you would. Pray for the kids. Come on now. Start coming and pray. Never too old to pray for. Some of them might be men and women already, but they're your kids. Spend time with the Lord. Father, you see these ladies. You see the representation of their children, their homes. You see their high calling. I pray for every mom around this altar. I pray for each one, God, each child that's represented. I pray for the ladies out here that will be moms one day. I pray for every heart that's right here in this room. God, thank you so much for the moms that you placed in our life. Thank you for the mom of my home. I pray, God, that we'll just see our highest calling as these kids that's around us, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that we'll see them as image bearers of God. Help us to be those image bearers. Help these ladies, each one of them, as they're in their homes to represent Christ and to see it for what God meant for it to be, a high calling. Thank you for each and every one of them. I pray a blessing upon them, Lord. I pray for the moms that went on. It's hard. Some people here don't have a mom to hug today, but many of them are so thankful because they led them in the ways of Christ. I pray that don't let it be a sad time. It can be a little sad, but a time of remembrance and joy. And look forward to the day that we'll see you again. We'll all be together because of what Jesus has done. I pray if there's somebody here who don't know you as personal Savior, God, this will be the day that they say, Lord, help me, save me, and use me. And Lord, I promise you we'll give you all the glory because we asked it in Christ's name and all God's people said, amen, amen. Thank you, ladies. Guys, make sure if your mom's alive, tell her how much you love her and appreciate her. Don't matter if you haven't spoken in years. Don't let that go by. There'll be a day that you wish you could have told her. Nothing, nobody can, no anger that you should, or even resentment that you shouldn't let her know that you love her. She's your mom. So we won't have any evening services. We Well, Wednesday night we'll come if you want to discuss about the bus. Make sure and come. Be a part of that. But I love each and every one of you. Anybody needs to talk to me about Jesus, listen, I'm here. I love you. Thank you for praying for our team. We had a wonderful time. Great work. We'll share more about that in the coming days. But I love you. Let's end in prayer and we'll go. Jim, if you'll close us in prayer.